Where in the Bible will I find baptizing live people for dead ones? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Paul, speaking to the church at Corinth, said, "Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead?" 1 Corinthians 15:29. This passage, regarded by many as difficult of understanding, is so only because those who do so disregard the context in which it appears. The grand subject of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians is the resurrection of the body. Some in the church at Corinth, before they became Christians, were idolatrous worshippers and still held the pagan view that the body is the seat and source of all one's troubles, and only when one has moved out of the body will these troubles be left behind. To be told that someday they would re-enter their bodies was far from being a cheerful prospect to those holding this erroneous view. These people thus rejected the doctrine of the resurrection of the body. They accepted the fact of a future life, but they could not bring themselves to admit a return to their bodies. Numerous arguments were made by the Apostle Paul in this chapter to convince them of their error, one of them being based on their baptism. His argument was, "You were baptized. Your baptism was a graphic portrayal of a burial and a resurrection of the body, as occurred in being buried in the waters of baptism and from thence to rise to newness of life. Now, if there be no resurrection of the body," Paul asked, "why were you baptized, since your baptism pictures that which you assert could not be?" Paul brought before them the irreconcilable conflict existing between what they believed regarding the resurrection of the body and what they practiced, in baptism, that is, Romans 6, 3 and 4. The practice of baptizing live people for dead ones, as the Mormons do, resulted from a gross misunderstanding of this passage. One's destiny at death is forevermore sealed. Luke 12, 13 through 22, John 6, 21 through 24, Ezekiel 18, 26, Titus 2, 11 and 12, Romans 14, 12, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9, 27.